Court Services is a drug and alcohol program that evaluates clients referred by the courts, determines the best plan of action, and monitors that plan to make sure the client is compliant with the court and is staying sober. The agency was self-sustaining until this year and is now a little more than $100,000 in the red. Court Services fundraising and marketing manager Lisa Smith says the agency doesn't receive any money from the county, but funds its own budget by charging the people it sees for referral services. A combination of factors is contributing to the budget woes, starting with a decrease in misdemeanor drug and alcohol arrests, which means fewer clients.
The West Lafayette Police Departments appear to be handling minor consumptions and PIs a little bit differently. Furthermore, we're seeing people that are coming here from other states, other cities and counties, and a lot of those people are indigent status or aren't willing to pay the fees.
By state law, Court Services is required to accept every client referred to it by the court, regardless of ability to pay. Smith says the county's three new judges elected in November believe in Court Services and appear to want more people in treatment than previous judges. She says that will increase the number of clients, which in turn would boost revenue. A new advisory board is also preparing recommendations for how to improve the system. The group is chaired by Superior Court 5 Judge Sean Person and includes other judges, attorneys, commissioners, and council members, as well as representatives from Court Services, probation, and community corrections. Smith says the board's already working on changing the way Court Services structures its fees to more of an a la carte system. Currently, clients are charged a flat fee of $350 for case management. So instead of having a one-price-fits-all program, the services would be broken down and charged for accordingly.
Obviously, the consumers usually really don't want to pay those fees. And a lot of times their attorneys have issues with the price of the fees. But our advisory board have been really helpful in seeing that the services do have a cost and they do have a value. So when we have a whole advisory board examine that and set up a new fee schedule, it does cause a little bit more transparency and validity to the fees that we charge.
Smith adds moving into a building on North 4th Street that was recently purchased by the county will save money too. While they'll still have to pay rent, they'll no longer be responsible for maintenance or utilities. She says they're also investigating grants to raise revenue and have dedicated a part-time employee to monitoring all payment plans and accounts turned over to collections. While they're in the process of turning things around, Court Services officials this week asked the county council for $15,000 to pay for 3 months of rent and utilities for its current offices, but council members voted 4-2 against giving them the money. Councilor Roland Winger says he's not opposed to helping Court Services become solvent again. He just doesn't think the timing is right to appropriate the money now.
Are we going to bail this thing out at some point? And I think we've all acknowledged, and I'm willing to acknowledge, that we are probably going to have to write a check at some point. But until things get under control, I don't want us to, I'm not in favor of us doing $15,000 here and $15,000 there. And I'd rather give them a chance this year to get the thing moving in the right direction with all these new factors and then see where we are come mid to late year.
Councilor Kathy Vernon is also willing to wait and see if the agency can increase revenue, but she thinks the conversation needs to go further than that.
Is this a program that's appropriate for us as county government to be doing, or is there another agency out there that we should be partnering with that has the expertise in this type of treatment, therapy, whatever we call it? Maybe there's a therapy component that they have that obviously we can't do. We're only doing education, and they have the expertise on collecting, billing, doing all these things.
Court Services Director Cindy Hausman says it can be frustrating to deal with the county council. She says the agency has been financially independent until this past year, and it's disappointing the council isn't more willing to help them through this tough time.
I wish they could see that this is a very important piece for the community. I think that because Court Services is here, fewer people go to jail, more people are monitored and able to go back into the community and able to function and pay taxes, which is part of that general fund. A lot of our clients pay taxes, so it's their money too.
Hausman says if Court Services is for some reason unable to turn things around, the responsibility for dealing with clients referred by the courts would fall to probation. She says that would shift the problems to another department, not eliminate them. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.